You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 on this Tuesday afternoon here in Cocoa. I always say Cocoa Beach. This is Cocoa, isn't it, Danny?
Yes, ma'am.
You're here with Danny, and I've got another guest over here, Jesse Bennett.
Hello.
Who is the owner of Big Daddy J's, and we're going to be talking with Jesse, and I just met him. He just met me, so we're going to all get to know each other. How was your week, Danny?
The weekend was great.
Did you fish in this week?
No, we had our first annual charity bass tournament.
Oh, yeah, the charity bass tournament.
And it went absolutely fantastic.
Right. Jesse, Danny does a YouTube, fishing, everything, but they did have a very cool, did you raise a lot of money?
We did very well. I don't know how much we raised.
Okay.
But I'll find out next Thursday.
Okay, so there's what's cooking in the 321, all that fish that they all caught. And that's good. That's for a good weekend. So last week on Tuesday, I gave away a whole bunch of tickets to the Santana concert, and I gotta tell you, I was really disappointed at the turnout for this Santana cover. And I'm gonna tell you, everybody, I'm gonna be doing tickets to ABBA next. ABBA, and I'm gonna say it wrong. It's like the, I know it's a Bee Gees cover. I think they're called the GBs. I don't know. And I'm gonna be giving you a lot more info on that. That's coming up, because you guys want to come to these concerts. Okay, everybody out there listening. 321-437-1567. Text me that you're listening so you can get in on dinners, concerts, and all of that. But come to these cover concerts. I think, you know, we seat 1,800, I think. I think we had about 250, 300 people there. That's very disappointing. I can't tell you it was a happy crowd. They were drinking. Danny, these people were drinking.
Well, that makes it fun.
They're older folks.
So they were spending money.
I haven't sold that much gin in a long time. But it was a happy crowd, okay? So when I say, listen, we're doing a concert, just come out. Come out just to come out and do something different, because I think everybody missed a great show. I know the Alex, who was a blues player that we talked to last week, he did wonderful, and, you know, it was it sounded like Santana from my corner where I was cooking a lot of burgers and pouring a lot of drinks. So, yeah, you missed that one, Danny. You should have made that one.
I wish
after
I could
fishing.
Have.
So anyways, we've got better weather here for your people that are listening from Michigan. I know there's a lot of Michiganers today. I know I think you're in the 70s, but you know what? You might as well come on down here, because our weather is getting beautiful.
It's great out today.
So, Jesse, I had to beg him to come on, which is weird, okay?
I'm busy.
It's weird. Maybe people just don't like me, they don't want to come on, but this is one, I like to have people on where I eat. And everybody knows I have a family. I have kids from 9 to 30-something, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
So, Jesse, tell me about you. Let's tell the audience who you are.
Okay, well, I'm originally from Colorado. Kind of came up in the business, you know. First job was like...
And let's back up. My brother's from Fort Collins. He lives in Fort Collins. Where were you?
So I'm actually a Rocky Mountain Lobo.
From Fort Collins. Yeah. Beautiful place. Okay. All right. Didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine. And so I kind of cut my teeth in the business there. You know, I worked at Perkins washing dishes. Always kind of dreamt of having my own place. And, you know, it... Never had the pile of money that it takes.
And how long ago was this?
Okay, so that was in 94.
Okay.
My first job was 94. Okay. I'd take that. Let's back up one more.
And I love that you said dishwashing.
Oh, yeah.
Before I ever got my little place, my dad said, no, you need to go into a restaurant and work every position.
Yep.
And then, because people always say, yeah, your dad bought you that restaurant. No, he didn't. He made me dishwash.
Yeah.
He made me hostess.
Oh, yeah.
He made me do every position, and then he would only loan me half. I had to make the other half. So that's a wives' tale that daddy bought Kim anything.
Well, I started out as a busboy, and when I worked in restaurants.
That's right. He made sauces. I worked
at Kay's for when Kay's it was
salad
Fat Boy.
Dressings. Sure. Did you ever hear that place?
Yes. Yes.
So let's go back to Fort Collins.
So Fort Collins, so that's what I was going to say. Really backing up, my very first job was at a fast food Italian place called Fazoli's. And I was breadstick boy.
You know what? I have a friend.
Breadstick boy is what was my
title. He works for the CIA, FBI or something, but he thinks Fazoli's is the best Italian restaurant.
It's amazing to me. It is good. I'm not going to lie.
No.
Like, you know, sometimes.
I can't do it.
Well, here's the thing. So, like, I understand what I'm eating. I'm not going to compare, you know, Fazoli's to, you know, a scratch made authentic Italian.
I like the bottoms of the bread.
Yeah.
But you can't make that.
Sometimes you just
crave hilarious.
It, you know, you're like, I get it. It's garbage, but it's going in me now, you know?
That's hilarious. Fazoli's.
So, anyway, we did all, I did all that and then, you know, started to get into the bar business, you know, but I did. I was line cook just like you did. I worked every single position in every restaurant that I've ever been in and literally worked my way into ownership. And it took, you know, 25 years, you know, and it took a break and it took COVID and it took a million different things to happen for me to get my foot in the door on the ownership side. So
now is this your first place here?
I bought Merritt Island Beef O'Brady's July.
Okay.
Well, I inked the deal.
And I heard that.
March of 2020.
That's a little rumor I heard. Yeah.
March of 2020, I inked that deal, and everybody thought I was a psychopath for doing it. But I knew that.
It's funny you say that. I ate at Beef O'Brady's last night.
Oh, did you really?
I'm a family person. They've got that like $7.99 burger.
Sure.
Which, and again, I won't say, excuse me for interrupting because I'll do it
the whole show.
I hear that all the time. But last night we went out, take the family out. You know, I'm not cheap by any means, but I'm trying to, and I always tell my guests and everybody listening, how to get a good value for their money.
Sure.
Okay. So it's $7.99 burger and fry night.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come on, kids, I'll take you all out to eat. Bring your friends. It's only $7, you know. But no, when they gave me that tab, they put the $13 on there. They tried to not charge the $7.99.
Where? At my place?
Not yours.
Oh,
at Beef
O'Brady's. Oh, okay.
At Beef O'Brady's.
Well, Beef O'Brady's, which one?
Shall I say? I hate to trash any place.
No, I don't want you to trash anybody.
I don't like to trash any place, but I was in Satellite. And the girl corrected it. But I was like, man, do they try that with everybody? I mean, that's a thing.
You know,
I'm like,
I will say this. You know, it's in our POS system, so corporate kind of runs what.
So are you still with Beef O'Brady?
Correct.
You are. Oh, and here I am, dogging.
No, that's okay. Hey,
because I got to tell you, it was great. It was great value for their money.
Sure, and people, even the owners, they want to hear that because I know those guys are going to hear it and be like, well. Why the
heck
did that happen?
See, I'm following a negative with a positive.
Good save.
But it is. It's easy for us. It's close to our home.
Sure.
It's one of those go-to places. You know, it was like Monday night, and we're like, okay, where are we eating?
It's $7.99, and you get a real burger
and fries. Yeah.
And like, you can't even. I went through. I wouldn't even say it was a national chain drive-through the other day. And I get people that in the new restaurant, they say, you know, something's pricey. And then I drive through, you know, a national chain who I'm not going to dog, but I got a burger and fry like value meal, and it was $13 and change.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
McDonald's
our burger's
is like
$14.
That now. Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's everywhere. It's
I hear
not
that
just,
all day. Danny can tell you, because I'm at the auditorium. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, like this weekend's gun show weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 6,000, maybe 7,000 people coming through the door in 2 days.
Yeah.
Now, I never care about that because the people I really take care of. We have 450 vendors there that I feed 2 meals for 3 days.
Sure.
Some of them 3 meals. So I take care of my guys. But we have a burger that's a real burger. I hand patty them, for God's sake. $8.
That's true.
And somebody will say, that's high. And it's like, when was last year you ate out?
Exactly.
It's like, no. You know, give me a break. $8 is nothing for a burger.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing.
Not to mention that they're good, too.
Now, have you been to Beef O'Brady's for their $8 burger night? You're going to have to go.
I've had all their burgers just about, and we eat at Beef O'Brady's quite a bit.
That's good.
It's kind of a local staple, you know.
So like, you just have the ones here north?
Just the one in Merritt Island.
In Merritt Island. Mm-hmm. Well, good to know. I didn't know that. See, so that's why I don't talk to people before they come on the show. I love to hear what my listeners are also learning.
I turned that store around. You know, so what we did was when we bought it in, you know, in the height of COVID, I kind of gambled on myself saying, you know what, I know this business well. We're all in the same boat right now.
Yeah.
So my money's on me operating better than others are going to in this situation. It's not big-headed. It's just I knew we could do it. And so we took that and, you know, turned it around and made it a big success and brought it back to what it was. Because that's a generational spot.
Yeah.
The reason I even bought into a corporate name was because it was the neighborhood joint. And we do neighborhood
joints.
And
I did that before. I had a Hurricane Grill.
Yeah.
And I turned it into Hurricane Cafe. I got rid of the whole franchise thing because franchising is tough.
Yeah. Did you have to buy them out?
Fortunately for me, it was three of them that was going out of business.
Okay.
So I took two of them.
Okay.
And then, but I did. I very quickly got, it's like, nope, I don't need to be part of a franchise.
Well, you're only making so much money. So
yes.
When they're taking the big lot of that, you're like, wait, where's mine?
And just so somebody that's listening out there, because we do have a lot of restaurant owners and restaurant people listening. I can remember my first month I did $55,000 and I thought, this is great, until I paid the $30,000 franchise fee and my employees. I'm sitting, I think I had $2,000 left and I had worked about 100 hours a week,
yes.
You know, and I was like, my first month I made $2,000 and I was looking at all that time, I was like, I made $2 an hour. It's like, this is not for me. This might look good because you're bringing in these great numbers every month, but right out the door. And then you get these fees, these little hidden fees that were coming in. I'm sure Beef O'Brady's is different than that.
Beef O'Brady's, you know, there's just a flat percentage, but it's not, I mean, and it's not to the degree that you're talking about, but I'll tell you what, you know, it's hard to hand that, you know, it's like handing over a rent check. You're not getting anything for it. You're
it's like
just
I
renting.
Worked and I got to give it away.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, I noticed the Beef O'Brady's, my daughter literally lives across the street from one on Derry Road.
Okay.
It closed.
It did.
But that wasn't one of yours.
No, it was not one of mine. They did a beautiful renovation on it.
Yeah.
I went and actually checked it out. And you know, they have like that cool garage door on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I don't know what
happened
with it.
And I thought something was needed right there too.
Yeah.
Because there's sort of nothing, you know, you can go to Palm Bay Road, you can go to 192, but when you just get home from dinner and you just want to go out, that was perfect for the neighborhood people. I thought people would embrace it.
That would be a monster success.
Me too.
And I know they probably put a pretty penny into the renovation and making it that cool, but not, I mean, you know, not everything is going to be a success.
Yeah.
No matter where it is. I say, you know, how many restaurants do you know that haven't made it that you're like, man, that was amazing food. Man, that staff was cool. What a great location. And then they're under. And
There's just no rhyme or reason in the restaurant business anymore.
Either, I say, you know, it's like an it factor thing where you like, there's places that I think would look great. I just haven't been there. You know, there's no reason I haven't gone in.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason that I'm boycotting it. There's just nothing that drew me in. And then, you know, and then you try something. You're like, wow, that was amazing. How come I haven't been coming here for the last 3 years I've been driving by?
Now, speaking of great geography, though, Big Daddy J's.
Yes.
That's in a great place.
Yeah.
You're by Ron John's.
That was a lot of begging, borrowing, and dealing. That was tough.
Now, what did that used to be?
That was the old A&Y Pizza House.
A&Y, that's what I thought it was, a pizza place. Because I was actually telling somebody last night, I go, I think it was a Pizza Hut. Because it sort of got that arch, that red roof.
It was 96. I have the blueprint. So I brought out when we renovated that, I brought out my old CAD program from high school and, you know, had like the drafting board and like totally nerded out on this whole design and, you know, to make sure it was good for the city and the state and the licensing and everything. But it was originally, I had the original blueprints from 1996. It was a KFC.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I'm like, that was a KFC drive-through window, you know, and but
so let's talk about Big Daddy J's because I love there. First of all, again, I think it's great value for your money, especially for families.
Yeah.
You know, I've got old and young. There's something for both of them. My little one loves this huge. It is a Big Daddy biscuit. Let me tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
So it's biscuit bread. It's kind of like a cross between bread and a biscuit. It took a lot of tinkering with, you know, recipes to come up with it.
And this thing, for my listeners, this is the size of, like, a whole carryout
yeah,
box.
Yeah, it's your head.
It is the whole, like, 9x9 square.
Yes.
It is the whole thing. And it's, like, it looks like a cake, sort of.
Yes.
But it's a biscuit. It's slathered with butter.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing healthy about it. But,
yeah.
I mean, that's why it tastes so dang good.
Again, big. The baked potato.
Yeah.
One of my faves, because, you know, I got to have my veggies in.
Yeah.
It's a huge potato.
Of course.
Huge.
Yeah, they're all
a couple pounds. Do you like big potatoes?
I love big potatoes.
This thing's huge. How big is that?
I mean, they range from 1.5 to 3 pound
yeah,
potatoes.
Yeah, I use a 50-count potato.
Yeah, it's okay? a 40 count.
Steroids?
Yeah. It's a 40 count.
Yeah. This thing's on steroids. Yeah.
Well, that's what we said. We always said, I want to do a place that does scratch everything. We make it all in-house. We do the brines, we do the marinades, we do the smoking, we do everything made in-house, but we want it to be head-turning food.
Yeah,
so
it
like
is.
You look and you go, what is that? You want to walk it across, but you know, across the room with it and make everybody's head turn, and that's kind of what
do.
Our goal
you definitely
was.
Do
yeah
the so I stumbled in there because the IHOP, my kids wanted pancakes, and it was closed or something, because you're right, is it next door?
Right, yeah, right next to IHOP.
And they're like, let's go to this place. And we just stumbled in there by accident. And, I mean, we were glad. Now, my 9-year-old, seriously, and I mean, I live in Indian Harbor, she'll say, when I go, where do you guys want to eat? That's where she wants to go. It's like, I don't want to drive that far tonight.
Yeah.
But, so it's our Friday thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's our Friday thing. We go in there, and she likes your brisket.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want anything but the brisket. And let me tell you, your service have no problem. I have a 9-year-old that's very all about what she wants.
Sure.
She orders for herself.
Sure.
She's not ordering off the kids' meal. And she'll tell them exactly how she wants it. I just want the brisket. I want it on the plate. I don't want it touching anything. And I'll have some of that crack mac and cheese or whatever it is.
Crack mac.
But in a separate dish. They don't have any problem with that.
Yeah, that's
they're
great.
So easy going there.
I think
they know her now because they just get it.
My service staff is incredible. So we actually, my business partner, Sean, he came from Colorado. I called him, you know, after we bought Beefs. And I said, I'm doing this new project. I'm going to need help. He came out. Another person. So I've known these guys for decades. And then Tanya is one of my leads. At Big Daddy J's, and you know, I've known her for a decade, and these people are just through and through amazing.
And they know
stuff.
The area.
Yeah, they
like
yes.
We've talked about things going on.
Anybody that even hired from here. I mean, these guys are just
your
these
cook
gals.
Took great pride in what he was cooking.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And that's
that
what
was
it
so
takes.
Cool.
It takes, and so I, you know, I provide a platform for these guys to. Not get in the business and feel like it's a dead end job. You know, I offer percentages of the business.
That's good.
And so I want them to be just as invested as I am. And I want them to take pride in everything that goes out. And now we're not going to be perfect, but these are the guys that can fix everything. You know,
you're so lucky to find that for the first time, you know, I opened in 1994. And for the first time, I'm having a labor problem.
That's awful.
A problem, and I never, even during COVID, of course, you know, I have a couple of venues, so we had to close. Like the auditorium, they literally, the government went, nope, anything over this many seats is closing. So we were closed.
Sure.
And, but now all of a sudden, I have young people that just don't want to work. And any job I've ever, any job I ever had, I always said, make it your own. Feel like it's your place, you know, and do the best you can and take pride in it. No, that day's gone. I don't know what it is either. I have something on Facebook right now looking for a line cook.
Yes.
Which
that my ads up continuously for both places at all times.
And that's probably my favorite job. In fact, what I do now, I'm a line cook. I've cooked foo-foo food forever. You know, we had a country club, the Ocarina Country Club, for years in Melbourne. I was the chef at the Vero Beach Country Club. I could care less if I cooked a foo-foo dish. I love cooking my hot dogs.
Sure.
I love bragging about that I just made 800 hot dogs.
Yes.
Who can say that?
That's great.
You know?
Right.
The gun show, I'll definitely do 800 hot dogs. That might be in the first day. And it's just funny because I don't know many people that can put that out. You've watched me work, I think. You've seen that line, like for concerts, and it's like a video game to me.
Sure.
Because we don't want anybody waiting. I always say they can wait in the line. We put spotters in there. You know, I don't want anybody waiting over 10 minutes, even for Ted Nugent concert.
Yeah.
The real Ted, not a cover. I don't want anybody waiting. But once they place their order, we cook to the box. I'm cooking to the box, and you're getting it and going.
Yes.
So you're not waiting on the other side. And so it's like a video game to me.
And with that experience, you know, with that time on a line, you can really crank it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think with today's generation, what we're seeing with, you know, with TikTok and all these other things that they can make a buck on, I think that they're not being forced to. You know, I think when I was younger, like when you came into the business, your only job was to go wash dishes somewhere.
Yeah.
That's what you had to do.
Yeah.
And then you learned and then you moved on. And I just don't think that's not the ramp anymore to get where you want to be. I think, you know, there's a lot of influencers and this and that. So, I mean, in one side, yes, there's a lot of people that don't want to work, but I also don't blame them for if there's an easier buck. I mean, maybe that's the way to go. Me personally, no. I mean, I worked hard all the way to the top. But, you know, if there was a shortcut when I was 18, I would have taken it.
Yeah.
You know, so... If that's why they were not getting it.
We've had restaurants in my family since 1958. I wasn't even born until 61. So it's like, this is just bred in me. This is who I am. Now, I can tell you, my older children, my son said when he was 18, Mom, I don't want to work in a restaurant the rest of my life. I was like, you're smarter than I am, son.
Yeah.
And he works for Northrop Grumman. He's got a great job, and I'm proud of him. But, yeah, it would take a lot for him to walk into the restaurant and... He always says, one day I know I'm going to end up with those restaurants, because we have four.
Sure.
And he's like, but I'm not working in them. I go, oh, you're just going to take dollars,
yeah,
right? I go, no, I'm going to leave you bills.
Yeah, exactly.
How about COVID then? How did you get through COVID?
So,
what did you do different?
Well, you know, we kind of just followed those guidelines.
Did you stay open then?
We did. So
okay.
We were at 50% in the beginning.
Okay.
You know, did a lot of takeout. You know, whatever you could do to sell it. I ended up getting permitting and got a patio made. Took me about 5 months.
Now, are you talking about the Beef O'Brady's?
At Beef O'Brady's,
okay.
Yeah. So we ended up, doing a lot of to-go. I mean, our to-go went from like 10% to like 35%.
Yeah.
So we really, it was the same thing. I said, we got to do it better than everybody else. If everybody's having to serve food in a box, let's get the best box. Let's get the best way to get it there. Let's get every avenue we can to get this food to them. So,
and let's talk about that. Do you use a third-party delivery service?
I use it all.
You do?
Because
it's something I don't do yet. And I hate when I was talking
There's
about
pros
it.
And cons, and I can tell you
what
they are.
I went to order pizza the other day for two little ones. You know, the pizza's like $12. The delivery would have been like $6 with this third party. And then by the time I was done, it was like at $23 for a medium pizza. It wasn't even a large or anything.
Yes.
And they only like cheese. They don't even like anything on their pizza. I'm like, I'll just come pick it up.
Yeah.
I'm like, forget it. You know, that day of free delivery on your pizza, we had Napoli's in here. Free delivery.
Yep.
He gives free delivery. He's still doing
Absolutely
it. It's one
right.
of the Bizarro family.
Yes.
Up in Napoli's.
Mm-hmm.
On A1A at O'Galley.
Okay.
Good place. We had him here, and that was an interesting show. But, yeah, he's like, no, we're still delivering on our own.
Well, so the third-party delivery. So what we do is we also have a link on our website. So there's a few different ways to do it. We have the link on the website that brings you to our POS system menu, and you can order it. That is, I believe it's like $6.99, and you can order any amount. The food prices have not changed.
So when you say it's $6, because educate me, I'm somebody who's never ordered from DoorDash, Uber Eats in my
life.
That's
what I'm trying to tell you, is that we, if you do it that way, a DoorDash driver comes as an independent contractor.
Okay.
And takes the fee, the $6.99, and delivers your food. Or we have a whole thing on DoorDash, their platform. They sell it. They do all this
stuff.
So
they raise the prices a little.
So then, the food price, then they take anywhere from 20 to 30% of, depending on what contract you sign, of everything that you sell.
Wow.
But that also gets passed on to the consumer.
See, I think I'd rather, as a business owner, pay that $6.99.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so you can
put a limit on, like, you got to have, like, a
if you order this, it's free. If you order this, it's a couple bucks. So that's how we do it.
Yeah.
We don't rely on DoorDash, because that's the thing, is I don't want these people getting an amazing meal in a hotel and getting the bill and going, that was $100 for two of us. And then they think that that's what we're charging because it's not. So because I want to show value. I want people to enjoy and the meal and not feel ripped off.
Both places, the menu's great. There is something for everybody. I mean, I say, I have different walks of life in my house, and there's something for everybody, including me. I like my salad and my baked potato or whatever. Sure. They like tacos. You guys have Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
You probably have a Taco Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Beef O'Brady's has a Taco Tuesday special. Yes, I saw that yesterday.
We do that. So at Big Daddy J's, Monday through Friday before 5 p.m., we do $9.99 daily specials. So Taco Tuesday, it's like Slider Thursday, you can get Frito Pie Friday, but these are all great, great values. I say, you can go through the drive-thru McDonald's and pay over $10 for your Big Mac meal, or you can pay $10 at our place and we can get it to you before you get through that drive-thru.
So I see that whole Fort Collins thing on your Big Daddy J's menu, because it is like, you just smoked pot or something and you're eating a meal, because it's like that midnight munchie food. Well, a lot of it is, I think you have crack and mac and cheese. So tell us some of the weird things.
I love that you said that, because I was like, I want people to double take at the names. And I want, like, yeah, if you did, indulge and you were sitting in Colorado, where's the place you want to go?
I wanted it
to be our place.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head,
That is funny, because it is definitely munchie mania, man.
Exactly.
I'm telling you. Yeah. It is some cool stuff on the menu.
Scratch made. I wanted you to be able to get a meal in under 5 minutes, totally scratch made. And that should, I just don't think that happens anywhere. Yeah. That we've prepared, we've brined, we've marinated, we've smoked, we've done it all. We've
and
used all the
tools. Listeners some of the cool things on the menu. And this is for flying. This is for Big Daddy J's.
Big Daddy J's.
On A1A.
Cocoa Beach.
Is it Kitty Corner from Ron John's?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I mean, we say it's across from Beachside Hotel, but right next to Ron John's.
Okay, yeah, Beachside,
as well.
Which they're doing a major renovation there, I think, aren't they?
They're doing, up on the old International Palms.
Okay.
I believe that's supposed to be a.
So this place is easy to find, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're driving down A1A, it's on your west side of A1A, easy to find. So tell us some of those.
So
I've got the munchies at night.
So we do the crack mac, the smoked crack mac. That's
which
probably
is awesome.
One of the most popular
awesome.
Ones. So we make this cheese sauce in-house, and we actually cold smoke it.
Wow.
And so we take that, but that's the thing, is like the menu is totally, you can transform almost to anything you want. So you could get your baked potato, mm-hmm. your giant potato that you mm-hmm. like, then you can add the mac to it, and then you can add brisket to the top of that, and then you can add cheese sauce through it all. So these are all the things that you can build. You can do a mac and cheese with Frito pie. And
munchies.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, literally, you can stack all this. We had kids at the high school coming that were like trying to calorie pack. So they come down from the high school, the football players, and they're trying to eat 5,000 calories in a sitting. And they come in and order these mounds of food twice the size of their
they
head.
They are. Everything's big. Big days. But I can tell you, there's healthy food on it, too.
There is. So you can. It's definitely,
the salads are awesome.
You know, I know for all those keto people out there, because there is a bunch now.
I don't get it, but okay.
You can get, all the meats by themselves are lean. For the most part.
Yeah,
that's
my little one literally will say, I just want brisket.
Yeah,
I just
brisket,
want brisket. I don't want
turkey,
anything else with it. Her
pork.
Mac and cheese and brisket,
All of them have great flavor. You can get them all by themselves. We do a Brussels dish. You can get a plain baked potato. There's things that we offer that, aren't completely terrible for
you. I invite our listeners to go to Big Boy Dining Out, Todd Dertaney, great friend of mine for years, love Todd. He did a great, great review.
He did.
On your place. And I have to tell you, people get angry. We've had Todd in the studio here many times.
Sure.
But I can tell you, he tells it like it is.
I love, okay.
I know he makes people angry.
I did not want to be on the receiving end of a swill alert. And
but
as
you
a restaurateur,
were definitely not a swill alert.
No.
I think you were. He gave you the stars,
yeah,
baby. You had the stars.
I told him. He gave us. We were short a half star, and I told him we'd get it next time. But he is. He he's got writing.
Beautiful pictures. If you want to go on right now, in fact, your Facebook page has some great pictures of your food.
Yes.
I know Todd at the Big Boy Dining Out has great pictures.
He does.
They can Google you on his also because he's got great pictures.
Yeah, they can go
there.
To Big Daddy J's, BigDaddyJS5GT.com. And you can go to our website. It's pretty easy to navigate.
Okay, and I'll add that to mine too so people can find.
And then, you know, but he, you know, back to Todd as he, you know, he came in and he was, you know.
And you didn't know he was coming.
No,
he just showed up. It's random.
And then I, you know, then Tanya, who's my server, you know, that's I've known for a long time. I used to work with her in Colorado. She's like, I think that guy Todd was in here. And I was like, well, how did it go?
It's like, oh, no.
You know? She's like, he said, I guess she's in the pool for his top server of the area.
That's
for
awesome.
The year or something.
That
so
is awesome.
It all went really well for us.
And I've always had impeccable service there.
That's awesome.
Really, yeah.
And we pride ourselves on that. We want to know you. You know, now that you come in, you know, we want it to be like home. We're the neighborhood joint. You come in.
And I'm going to, you know, this might embarrass
no callers.
Some. It doesn't embarrass me because I'm so used to it now because I've three places in the college.
Sure.
So I'm used to all kinds of dress because my kids have come in there in their pajamas.
Sure.
Yeah. I've gotten there and went, seriously? Are you in your pajamas?
Just wear shoes.
No,
just wear
it's okay
shoes.
Here. We can, Mom, it's okay. There's other people going to be in there in their pajamas. It's like, I've seen everything in there. I've seen decked out.
Yeah.
I've seen pajamas. You know, I've seen
beach
bathing
attire.
Suits.
Yep,
yeah,
yes.
I'm like, this is cool. Okay, this
that's
is
what we
great.
Want.
Especially after I've worked all day, I'm usually covered in food. You know, we've got our Crocs with sludge all over the bottoms of them, and it's like, let's just go there.
Yeah, it's
and
comfortable.
It is. It's very
that's
comfortable.
That's what we want. We want it laid back. We want people to be able to get off the beach and come right in and not have to worry about going to the room to get ready.
And if you're wet, you can sit outside.
Yeah, exactly.
There's plenty of room outside there.
So
do you know
open
where it
for
is? Because you live here. Yes.
Oh yeah, open for dinner.
Danny, you live this way. Have you not been there?
I have not been
there,
but I am going to make it a point.
Yeah, you definitely have to go.
All right, you got it, Danny.
That was good.
Danny's coming in.
Danny's coming.
When is this interview over?
That's it. So, how about here? Have you ever ate at Melbourne Seafood?
I have not.
Okay, well, let me just tell you, because Melbourne Seafood has made it possible for you to be here today.
Well, thank
and the
you,
What's
Melbourne
Cooking
Seafood.
In the 3-2-1 with Kim and Danny these days. Melbourne Seafood is another place that is great value for your money. They did just close a location. I like to put the rumor mill to bed. They closed the location on O'Galley. They had five. The one in Orlando was just too far to drive. It wasn't that it wasn't doing well. The one on O'Galley was doing very well, but he got an offer from somebody who wants to open a steakhouse. So it was one of those offers. It's like
money talks.
Yeah. So he did close the one on O'Galley, but I can tell you the one, he's got one in Vieira by the Avenues, the one on US 1 by downtown Melbourne, and then in West Melbourne. He's added fried food at the West Melbourne location, same as Vieira. They've got fried fish, shrimp, scallops, calamari, conch fritters, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, jumbo chicken wings. I can tell you this, they make all their own homemade sauces, a little like you're doing it on from scratch. Buffalo hot honey, citrus barbecue, he's got a Korean barbecue, but the best one, I'm telling you, he's got a truffle butter parmesan.
Oh my God.
And he's making wings with this. They have a pasta, their pastas, their shrimp and all that, they do this garlic butter sauce on it. Now, let's get it on the side, which you can do. They're another place you can have it your way. But it's awesome. It's got Old Bay in it.
It is good.
It is good.
It is
good. Very good. Now, my son always says, I want double. I go, I don't know how you eat that much of it. It's so rich. But anyways, don't forget about Melbourne Seafood Station. Please go in. Tell them that we sent you from What's Cooking in the 3-2-1. They've got steamed cod going on with garlic, rice, broccoli for $14. And their lunch is still under $10. And they've got family meals that feed a family of four for under $40.
That's great.
So good value for your money. Like the Beef O'Brady's, you've got something now every week. That's another place. I don't know if you've been to a Friendly's in ages.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite a while, but I remember getting a decent burger and a shake.
You used to be able to go in there and even get a turkey dinner.
Sure.
So your seniors, like your mom and your dad and your grandma, it's like, oh, let's go to Friendly's, and then we can have an ice cream. They've gone to totally fried food. It's just awful.
Oh,
and I'm going to put it out there because they need, it's like fast fried food.
Yeah.
And so unlike, I was so happy to see, I think you guys had meatloaf.
Yeah, well, we went at Beef's?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't my location.
That was the one on Wickham Road.
There are ones that do kind of stray.
But I mean,
we have a limited number of items we can stray away.
But there's dinner foods.
Yeah,
absolutely. There's still like nice dinners.
Yes, there are steak and
family friendly.
Yes.
Yeah, they got the TVs on some of the tables. Do you have those at
yours? Yeah, we have one in every booth.
My kid thinks that's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
You know,
me really?
Too. You know, it's one of those things. I think that's, I don't know if that's a male thing, but, you know, I love TVs everywhere.
You have
everywhere.
The DirecTV right on the...
TV in the bathroom, TV wherever you can get it.
I seen that the last time I was at a Beef O'Brady's. I went into the bathroom and I kept hearing something and then I looked up. I said, you got to be kidding me.
It's a TV.
I said, there's a TV in the bathroom.
So I can tell you guys, I have a TV in my bathroom.
Well, there you go. So it's not just a male thing.
I've
don't miss
the big
thing.
Sink tub. No, but you got the sink tub. You put the TV on.
Always getting bigger, too. So
the
wifey hates it.
Okay, so
I'm like, oh, the next one's going to be 85 inch. And she's like, it's too big. And I'm like, oh, we got to go
all
bigger.
About TV. So I don't know about you, but me being in a restaurant, the last thing I really want to do is go out. And, so that's how I justify having my living room is true. And I don't have people over, so my house can look however, because nobody's coming over, unless they really know me, because I am going to be in my pajamas when they get there. We've got the big screen and the theater chairs.
Oh, yeah.
And every channel you can get, because I don't go out. People go out and they drink, they spend hundreds of dollars a month. Mm-hmm. So, because my brother's always saying that to me. How can I, you're spending this much? And I go, $300. And I got every channel. And the kids are watching their big screen wherever.
And you do that one night out.
Yeah.
You know?
I go, and you just bought a $300 bottle of wine the other day. I can't understand that. It tastes the same as a $12 bottle of wine to me.
That's right. Well, speaking of, we just started doing it, Big Daddy J. So we have these giant 100-ounce fish bowls, right? So we had, a lot of the college kids are starting to get into town. So we did these giant fish bowls with Mad Dog 2020. So,
oh my gosh, it's coming back.
It wasn't coming back. Everybody again thought I was a psychopath. They were like, did you just say you're ordering Mad Dog 2020?
That's hilarious.
And I said, yes, I am.
Oh my gosh.
So now we have these fish bowls where we take a pint of Mad Dog and dump it, like literally turn it over into the bowl. And it blew up on the internet.
Hilarious.
It's so funny. People were like, is that really Mad Dog?
That reminds me of my first hangover, Boone's Farm Strawberry Warm.
Yeah.
Fine.
Exactly.
Got a lot going on in our neck of the woods. We've got at the King Center, they've got Jesus Christ Superstar Monday and Tuesday, the 11th and 12th. Still have a few tickets in the upper section. We've got the gun show this weekend, 8th and 9th. We've got the Senior Expo on the 13th. Now, here's something fun. On the 15th, this is one of the coolest things I do all year. It's Flashlight Egg Hunt for adults.
It's
adult egg hunt. Even my staff, because we turn all the lights off. Have you ever been to the auditorium?
I have not.
Okay, it's huge.
I don't go out much. Like you were just talking
about. I understand.
I'm a homebody.
But this is one, the whole auditorium, they hide the plastic eggs. And the eggs have things in them, like dinners, I don't know that
there's
money in them. But everybody wears, my whole staff, I ordered skull caps with flashlights in them. Because we turn off all that, they still have to be able to cook, I've got like a market light, but everybody in the auditorium, they're drinking, they're eating, and then they're looking for these eggs, and it is hilarious to just see flashlights going all over the place. And this is adults. This is not children. This is
how
adults.
How many people do you think it is?
So I believe that they, and I really shouldn't even say, you've got to call, it's Melbourne Melbourne that puts it on every year, that Parks and Rec.
Okay.
And you got to call Parks and Rec, and they'll tell you how many tickets, because they do hold tickets at a certain point, because otherwise everybody be running into each other. But that's on the 15th. There's no school that day, so your kids don't have school, so feed them early and come out for flashlight egg hunting, one of my favorite. On the 17th, we have the Dwarfinators Extreme Wrestling. Now, are you going to try one of these wrestling tournaments? Because I have to tell you, I was at the King Center. I had to do my thing at the King Center which was an awesome concert. It was David Foster and Catherine McVie. And, everybody makes fun. Do you know who that is?
I do not.
He's the one who, he used to do all the music. I mean, he's got albums and albums and albums. Michael Jackson, Barbra Streisand, Celine Dion. But he married somebody from American Idol that's young, very young. They made fun of that the whole night because David Foster would start telling something. And she'd go, I was one, Dave. I was one when that happened. So it's like nobody could talk about their age because they did it. But the music was awesome. But while that was going on, we had the micro wrestling going on at the same time. So people are literally sending me videos of my other place with lines all the way to the back of the auditorium. And I, you know, my glass is half full, though. I'm looking at the line for pickup, you know, for drinks and stuff. And I go, sure. Nobody's waiting, though. Nobody's, they're waiting to order. Nobody's waiting to get their stuff. I go, this is a good thing.
Yeah.
And, but they got slammed. It was sold out. The place was sold out for micro wrestling. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
It's not midget wrestling. You can't say midget wrestling.
We wanted to try it. Yeah.
No, these people are 2 foot tall.
Oh, they, wow.
No, it's like, when you look up there first, it's like babies wrestling.
Yeah.
But this has become, and I hate to say it, and please, I know I'm going to get bashed on this one. You know, I graduated in 1979. They had midget throwing back then. And I know we can't even say that now, but that was a thing. Now it's this wrestling. I'm glad they're not throwing any small people anymore. But this is, to me, I know I do a lot of different events, and I just go, who knew?
Sure.
Who knew that that would be such a big thing? So now, I honestly don't even know what the Dwarfinators Extreme Wrestling is, but we've got tickets next Tuesday. We're going to put a whole bunch of tickets out there for people to text in. Say you're listening, you know what? Let's give two away today. Text in, say, hey, I'm listening. I want some Dwarfinator Extreme Wrestling tickets.
I bet you it's a blast.
It's funny as can be from my, you know, I got a bird's eye view because I'm in the concession.
You didn't watch all the shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get to see everything there. 22nd, Almost of ABBA and the GBs. Another cover band. This is one I think is going to be sold out and really good. And then we've got the WWE NXT back. And then you need to get ready with those fish bowls. Of course, we've got spring break on the 23rd to the 31st.
Oh, yeah.
That's our spring break. So spring break up north, I think, is a little later.
It varies. I always get a list.
We have some down here already.
Some gals from Minnesota came in and drank a fishbowl last night, and we're definitely the life of the party.
Now, are these fishbowls, are they different colors, though? Do you make them?
We just started them, so we've got, it's just the peaches and cream Mad Dog, and we do it one flavor If they're taking off, we'll get different flavors. They had a bunch, and it's just hilarious how many people are like, I remember those days, or like, I'm just hungover looking at it.
I could have probably done that this weekend with our Santana concert. Probably everybody would have known what Mad Dog, when they come in, and I don't carry Goldschlager, but when they say they want Jaeger or Goldschlager, I'm like, oh, I know who, here I know, I remember those days.
Yeah.
So we do a drink, we make it easy, because concession, you got to be just throwing that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So we call it Laguna water, and we make it the same color as the Indian River. It's
okay.
This weird shade of green. If the water looks blue at night,
it's like a Jamaican 10 speed or something like that.
We add a little blue Gatorade to it.
Okay.
Because we keep it non-alcoholic.
Okay.
And then they can come up, kids, because we have a lot of kids at these events too. They can get a mocktail.
Mm-hmm.
We put a little grenadine, throw a little umbrella in there, and their happiness. But we mix it with rum, vodka, or gin. Now, this weekend, we mixed it with Captain Jim Beam or Crown. We had a different crowd. They were a little older crowd. But usually, yeah, vodka, rum, or gin, and you can get your Laguna water.
Yeah, that's great.
And it keeps us from having to pour a whole bunch of juices, because we just throw all the juices in together.
Yeah.
And then we do color tinting like we're painting a car.
Tastes good.
Interesting.
Yes. That's what it is. Laguna water. $6. $6.
See, our motto is, when in doubt, make it pink and send it out.
Make it pink and send it out. Well, now you can run I'll let you know this date here, because we got big things happening on the state at the college. On March 9th is Barbie Day.
Oh, my God.
So you need to pink it out.
What's Barbie Day? What do you mean?
Barbie Day. I don't know.
People are dressing up like Barbie?
Yes, the whole college. Because, you know, I'm at Eastern Florida State College,
really?
Palm Bay and Melbourne. There's one up here in Cocoa. We've got, in fact, today, the one who I put you on, I had Crumble Cookie coming in.
Okay.
Crumble Cookie. Crumble Cookie's making us 300 Barbie cookies.
Oh, my gosh.
Sugar cookies with pink on them.
That's hilarious.
Listen, did you see the movie?
this is all pertaining to the movie, right?
The wife and kid have seen it probably
five times.
Okay,
I got to tell you. Okay, it's not something that I would have went to had I not had a 9-year-old and an 18-year-old that's going, we got to go see Barbie. I'm like, really? And then I actually made my son take the kids, and which he's, you know, I don't think he was too happy with me. He came home and he goes, that was not a kid's movie. And I go, it was not a kid's movie. He goes, not really. He goes, she enjoyed it. But some the movie was humor. Hilarious. It was hilariously stupid. You know what I mean? But so, yeah, the colleges are going to be decked out with Barbie. I think that's a good time to put out one of those fishbowl, Barbie fishbowl.
We could. We'll call it whatever you want.
And I guess it's really, because I was looking these national days. Like, today's National Cheese Doodle Day. I don't know how they come up with this. I don't know.
Well, I always hear about it, like, after the fact. I'm like, I didn't do my research for National French Fry Day.
I'm not. I mean, I know there's an Oreo Day coming up, but Barbie Day. It's a National Barbie Day.
That's great.
So, so we got pink cookies. You'll need pink drinks that day, and
we can make it happen.
So the other thing we've got. Are you guys at any of your places? Because you know we're coming into the whole Easter and Lent, and you have fish fries. You have the fish happening at all in anywhere?
No, that's something that I didn't, you know. Yeah. That's about like a National Barbie Day. Yeah. I have no clue.
So you have a great fish place for, it's the Pig and Whistle. Okay. Have you gone there?
So we meant to go, and I can't remember why we didn't, but I want to go.
So I always talk about them because I talk about the places I eat at.
Sure.
Because, you know, you want to get good service when you walk back in through the door. It's a hidden agenda there, see? I love there. They have, it's an old, like, British, you know, you can get shepherd's pie.
Sure.
Any kind of fish, haddock, halibut, cod, they have choices.
Yeah, that's cool.
They've got a beef sandwich. I don't know that I would ever order, because if I'm going there, I'm getting fish and chips.
Yeah, like, yeah. When in Rome. You know?
Yes, get fish and chips. Otherwise, don't complain that you got a bad Philly.
That's
there.
Like ordering you're ordering a steak at McDonald's. Like, no, you get what you get there.
That's right.
You know, what they're known for.
I think we have enough Mexican restaurants. The Old Beef O'Brady's is just opening or opened as a Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
Are you aware of that one?
No, I knew somebody was opening something.
I think Cantina Louise or something.
Okay.
I said, do we really need another car wash or a Mexican restaurant?
Being from Colorado, the Mexican food there is just top notch. So
but it's
we've
very
got
different.
Spoiled. Oh, yeah.
It's very, very different. Mm-hmm. I lived in California for a while.
It's
very
like
different.
Mexican/Cuban, you know?
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know.
Just
there's different.
Different,
you know.
So when I lived in California, we could go over to Tijuana and get street food.
Sure.
But living in Detroit, I grew up in Detroit, where you had Mexican Village.
Mm-hmm.
When you wanted Mexican food, you went to where it was just like you were in Mexico,
little,
and you were getting authentic food.
Yeah,
so, Mexico. I just can't. It's disappointing to me still. But my kid got a burger at a Mexican place and then complained that it wasn't good. I go, this is what you were just saying.
You got a burger
in
a Mexican place.
Well, that's your problem. Yeah, right. You should have known better, you know? Mm-hmm. When you go to a pizza place, you don't order a burger. You get pizza.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what do you got coming up? Anything special for St. Patty's?
St. Patty's, at Merritt Island Beef O'Brady's, we always throw a big blowout party. That's one of our biggest days of the year.
Do you guys do the corned beef and cabbage?
We do.
I think I did have it one time
in
another one.
So we do corned beef and cabbage, but the last 2 years, we've brought it, we've actually cooked it over at Big Daddy J's, and we've Cherrywood smoked it.
Oh, wow.
And it's turned out
so you're cooking
incredible.
Real corned beef. Are you doing that this year or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because
I'm so disappointed. I am a person, because I do love corned beef and cabbage.
Sure.
I'm not going to Meg O'Malley's this year, sorry. About that, I can't do that whole big crowd with my kids.
It's tough.
Yeah. And we have they've got a parade starting at the auditorium. We're actually closed for the day for Meg O'Malley's to use our bathrooms and parking lot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I get the day off to go get corned beef and cabbage. So I'm so disappointed, because last year when I went out, it was lunch meat.
Oh, no.
Somebody took, like, you know, they sliced it, but they got like National Deli or something. And sliced it and tried to play that off as corned beef cabbage.
No.
Like, and the one day of the year you can't do that is on St. Patty's Day.
And that's not going to happen at either of my places.
You got to cook brisket of corned beef.
We're
going to
do both.
Slice it correctly.
Both places will have You know, and I have no doubt that it's going to be just as darn good as it was last
time. Then I know where I'm going to be eating on St. Patty's Day. You know, we could use a beach day.
Well, that's it. So, you know, you got the Merritt Island Beef O'Brady's, and that's the one. So we're still
now, where is that one?
That one is on Courtney Parkway.
So is it like north of 520 then?
That one is, yeah, it's just south of 528.
Just south of 528.
Yep,
okay.
And north of
520. That's the only one I haven't seen though.
That one's been around, you know, it's a generational business. You know, I have four different sisters that have worked here, you know, the younger sister, you know, that kind
of
place.
So your family works with you?
No, I'm saying girls that I hired were all sisters.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, okay.
Or even before I owned it, worked there.
Okay.
So it's very generational. And, like, you know, we have the Merritt Island Hall of Fame there where I made this, and it's got all the pictures and everything.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So it makes it feel very, you know, home-like for them. But we always do. That one's the easy one. I mean, everybody comes there every year. It's going to be a bash.
And I come this way. I go to the Merritt Island Pancake House.
Yeah.
I have a friend that works
there.
That's
one. That one is very popular, too.
Yeah.
I hear nothing but good
things. I have a friend
that
works there. It's too much food for me.
Yeah.
I just want two eggs and...
Sure, the simple.
I got to bring 9 friends with me when I eat there for breakfast.
Well, and then with Big Daddy J's, we'll do it. We're going to do a big party, too. You know, that's the one that we're really trying to pump a little bit more because, you know, we just did our year anniversary. So now we're starting to get year over year numbers and the information that we needed from before. So we're really trying to pump, you know, this March and April, and we'll do it into the summer.
And you would think that you would get, cause I know one night we came to, I think it's called the 142 or something. I know it's the address.
Area 142.
Area 142. But we didn't eat there. We left and came to your place.
Yeah, there's no food.
Yeah,
I mean, I know, don't get me wrong.
They
I think
do.
There's a food truck or something like
but
that.
But it wasn't, you know, I didn't want to feed my kids there. I'm like, no, just get a drink and we'll go down to Big Daddy J's. So perfect. I think that was a good thing. I hope that works for, you know.
The closing, the sound or the noise ordinance that, you know, hit them at like 9 o'clock or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I know that kind of hurt them. And I know that hurt them because there's no indoors. But just through knowing one of the dads has actually done my coin-op machines in Merritt Island as one of the owners there. And, you know, they're doing a great thing, too, by bringing, you know, cool shows to the area.
Yeah.
And like,
but I got to tell you, it is loud.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, if I was, because those people lived there before that was there. I always say if you move into, you know, an example, somebody just moved like 2 doors down from the elementary school and now they're complaining. It's like, you knew that school was there.
That's,
you know, because they're complaining about us picking up our kids. I'm like, we've been doing this way for 40 years.
Exactly.
You knew it was here. But now, if you lived there and that place
they're
came
blowing
afterwards,
out after 10
because
o'clock.
It was loud.
Yeah.
So I understand that.
Me too.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, whatever, you know, you're a business owner trying to make it.
Yeah.
And I understand
and I
on the
too.
Other side, hey, I'm a homeowner that's trying to sleep.
Yeah.
You know?
So
that's why
but
I'm
But I know we left there and came
business.
To your place. So hopefully more people do that. Because, I mean,
great.
We did patronize them, you know, and had fun. The kids had fun there, but then one of my friends was playing in the band too.
Yeah.
So that was nice, but then we went to your place.
That's great.
Could eat and go home.
And then, you know, and that we love that. You know, and I even said, you know, we don't mind being the pregame spot. Come pregame with us. You know, a lot of the people there, the hotel's right there, they come over, they hang out, and they're like, hey, we're going to go downtown after. It's like,
that's
well,
fine.
Let us get you warmed up.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
And
have breakfast
we don't
at
like
Waffle
being,
House tomorrow.
When
then
everything
come on
else
over.
Is closed at 9, 10 o'clock, come see us at 10:30.
Now, what are your
11.
Hours?
So we're 11 a.m. to midnight,
okay,
7 days a week.
And I didn't even realize that because I'm always in, you know.
So
I'm,
we invite, early. You know, you're hungry at 11 o'clock, we got you.
So just so my listeners get this straight, this is Big Daddy J's. The address is
3850 North Atlantic Avenue.
And it's in that strip. By Ron John's and all that, and you know what? I think it's great because there's not many places you can eat late at night.
Exactly.
So now we have another place we can eat late at night. That's good to know because a lot of times I get done working at 9:30, 10 o'clock, and I'm starving.
Uh-huh.
That's
we hear that all the time.
Yeah.
We go, oh, there's nothing else open.
Yeah,
I'm
there's
like,
nothing
I'm
open.
I'm glad we could be.
In Indy Atlantic, there's nothing open. Even Ichabod's. We have Ichabod's.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way I'm taking the kids in Ichabod's at night. And sometimes I am dragging my kids out at night. That's right. And they're like,
you
didn't feed us tonight? Oh, I'm sorry, I was working.
Yeah.
And I don't, you get sick of eating your own food.
You know, and you can make the best food in the world, but after you've made that food 12,000 times, you've got to look for something different, you know?
I want something way different. I always say, in fact, I went to a place, I went to Vero this week it's an eatery there right in downtown Vero, and it was really good. And the server's like, oh, I ate, you know, serving a chef and whatever. I go, my favorite food is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Right. It's cheese and crackers. Yeah. I'm cheese and crackers.
It's peanut. I love that, too. I mean, you find me eating that. I'm a little, I've got to have good crackers and brie cheese or something cool. But, yeah, I'm a nighttime cheese and crackers. But peanut butter and jelly, give me a, I'm simple because I've cooked the foo-foo food and I don't. It's like, as long as I'm not making it, I'm happy.
Yeah, you're not using tweezers at the house.
Yeah. So, did you notice that Danny just gave us the peace sign?
He did.
He was saying peace out, and that's our two-minute warning. Okay. See how quickly this time goes?
Well,
this
you
time
made goes it so easy. Fast. I appreciate the flow.
I did?
Yeah, you did good.
You know what? I live by the seat of my pants. That's We're fine. In the restaurant world.
You shoot from the hip.
Nobody understands restaurant people like another restaurant person. And so
it all is, we do is fix mistakes all day long.
We do. So somebody said that to me, you know, what's your job? What do you like doing best? And I said, listen, I'm a problem solver. Mm-hmm. My whole day is solving problems, whether it be even not that I liked it. My least favorite job is when my employee walks through the door with problems from home.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you got to leave it at the door.
Yeah. Because
when we're in here, and especially when I'm a line cook, so I'm not talking to anybody.
Sure.
I get in my little funk. I don't like music, which is a little weird. It's like, don't put music by me. I gotta get my people going. I gotta get this out and this out and this. I gotta concentrate, but don't speak to me right now.
Sure.
And they understand that, and that's probably my favorite spot to be is on the line.
I like when I can just do what I like to do. Yeah. Be in the zone. You're not having not having to fix problems is fun.
And instead, we're problem solving.
Yes,
we're solving world peace. Listen, thank you for being on the show. One thing that. For people even listening out there that haven't been on yet, once you've been on the show, if you've got a special or something coming, just text me.
Okay.
Because I'm going to put it out there for you.
That's great.
And you know you're going to see me in both your places. I don't know if I'm driving all the way up to Merritt Island.
That's okay.
But
okay.
I do hit the other Beef O'Braids. I hope they're friends of yours.
Yeah.
But Big Day Jay is definitely my kid's fave, and I'm happy as can be that you came
fantastic.
On the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Danny, anything happening on the YouTube this week? Nope. All right. Listen, this is Kim. You can... find me on Facebook, Kim Meredith, or at What's Cooking in the 321. Have a good week.